was Monday morn, the bells had rung, the choir arose on. Then Parson Jones addressed his flock and said, "Week from the day I'm a-going away, my last farewell I'm a-going to say, and I want each member present, not in bed. I want to hear that you may know what caused me to decide to go. I'll name three reasons why I'm leaving here." Next Sunday morning, the entire flock was in their seats by 9 o'clock. Then Parson Jones announced in accents clear, "Firstly, there ain't no love in the congregation. I haven't tied a knot since I've been here. Secondly, you all don't love your pastor. Ain't had a cent of salary in a year. And thirdly, I done accepted a call as captain of the penitentiary, and I go to prepare a place for you all. Amen." Oh. And now, my dearly beloved brothers and sisters, for the benefit of the people in the hind part of the congregation, and also for a few of them sleepers back there, wake up there, nigger! Will the people in the pole part of the congregation please want to keep their seats, as the people in the hind part can't see the pole part to the utter exclusion of the hind part by the pole part. Therefore, the people in the pole part of the congregation will please, please want to keep their seats. And to make myself more clearly understood, I wish to reiterate that, firstly, there ain't no love in this congregation. I haven't tied a knot since I've been here.
That's right, Parson. Preach it to him, preach it to him. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Secondly, you all don't love your pastor. Ain't had a cent of salary in a year. And thirdly, I done accepted a call as captain of the penitentiary, and I go to prepare a place for you all. Amen.